So how's it going out there? Are you loving what you're doing?
Hi, my name is Lori. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm blessed to love what I do.
Our conversation last week about the dubious pursuit of what it is you love inspired a lot of you to wave at us from a very good place.
Hi, my name is Nicola. I'm from East Brunswick, New Jersey. I recently dropped out of college. I was going for a psychology degree, and I really did not see myself in that field. And I, much to the chagrin of my parents, went into the massage therapy school. And I absolutely love what I do. I help people. I'm good at it. I can see my dreams.
I know I'm gonna be better. Hi, my name is Susan. I'm from Rhode Island, and I'm very fortunate to be able to paint as, you know, I was trained to do and I love doing, but I also had to become a nurse in my 40s to make ends meet. But I do both, and I'm just lucky to be able to paint.
Congrats to all of those of you out there having the time of your lives, making it happen. Well, two of you out there join us now who are making a team effort as a couple who have the time of their lives doing what it is that they love. Jay Bourne and wife Betsy Thorleifson, welcome.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having us.
We should note that Jay has actually been upgraded from listener to actually one of our interns.
Correct.
Over the last few months. Let's just talk basically about you as a couple. It seems to me, as a baker, you've founded a company called Nine Cakes, right? Mm-hmm. You seem to be doing what it is you love right now. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
How did you take the plunge? What was it like?
I just decided that I was tired of working for other people and needed to do something that I wanted to do, and so just jumped in and did it.
And have you always made cakes? Were you working in some sort of baking sweatshop up until you started Nine Cakes?
No, actually not. I had always loved to bake, and so it was a hobby and something I did just for fun, and had always found myself working with kids or teaching.
Well, cake is a very basic term for the kind of cakes that you make. I mean, if people can go and actually see the cakes that you make, they are elaborate works of art. When Betsy decided to do this, how much encouragement did she need from you, or was she way ahead of you, Jay?
I think that there was some nervousness, you know, when you're deciding to jump into something that maybe feels just right. It can be pretty scary, but not just for me, but I feel like from all of our friends, our closest friends, it just felt like the thing that we all knew made sense. And so there was a lot of encouragement, I feel like, from all of us. Yes, do it. This is it.
Now, Jay, is your day job something that you love right now?
No.
Very much not.
Very much not. There were aspects of it that I loved for a while. I'm a union electrician. And
congratulations. A lot of people would love to be a union electrician.
Absolutely. You know, I feel very aware and grateful for that traditional middle-class job that just seems to be disappearing. So I appreciate it, but still the mystery of it is worn off. I've been doing it for quite some time now.
Now, as an electrician, are you on some level supporting Betsy in doing what it is that she loves?
Yeah. You know, she started from scratch. We didn't have really anything, and she just kind of took that risk and has built a beautiful thing from almost nothing. But that job has allowed us to do that for sure. Yeah.
And her joy has spilled over into making your life a little bit less miserable as an electrician.
Absolutely. I mean, how can you not feel enamored with people following their dreams?
What do you think is the pathway for you to get from what it is you're doing now to doing what you love?
Well, Betsy's business being successful is a big part of that. It allows me to have some relief from the financial obligations. And it's just about finding a balance of pursuing my passions and keeping food on the table. And that does feel like the tricky part. It's not an easy thing to do. We're living in a really particular time where I feel like it's become increasingly hard to do that.
And what are your other responsibilities? Just give us a sense of your family, your home life.
Well, we have a 2-year-old.
There you go.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the biggest thing, just keeping our bills paid and making sure she's getting everything she needs.
Do you ever feel as though if you do have a 2-year-old you're responsible for, and as a couple, that sometimes it might be a little selfish to pursue your dreams when really what you need is to create stability for a little person in the world?
I think ultimately I'd like to provide a role model of something that she would want to do and allow her to pursue her dreams too, or her interests in the world.
Well, the two-year-olds often have an interest in frosting.
Yes.
Yeah. Luckily, ours doesn't have too much of an interest in that yet.
Yeah, well, that'll come.
But
yeah.
I think, too, that there's, you know, I say this with caution because I feel like it is hard enough for people to put food on the table
right.
nowadays. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're fortunate in that we're able to do that right now. And I also feel like I want to be able to leave her some kind of legacy she can be proud of, too. And I think that you're right. People do that in a number of ways. You know, we have family members who are avid fishermen. You know, you bring up fishing, and for them that is something that is profound to them. It's not only a physical thing, but it's a spiritual thing, and I think that they do a lot of teaching their families about life through that experience, even though it doesn't relate at all to their jobs. So there are lots of ways to contribute these things, and I think that we're also trying to do that through our work, if we're able to. It has yet to be seen, but we're going to try.
As a couple, any advice out there to people who are trying to help their partner make the leap, trying to have patience to sit in the job that they don't love while the other person sort of gets up and running? Any advice to couples who might be going or contemplating the experience that you've already embarked upon?
I mean, personally, I feel like for me, it's patience and trying to see the bigger picture and being kind to each other. You know, that's something that I feel profoundly grateful to Betsy for. I've gone out of my way to do what I can so that she can do what she needs to do. But you know what? She's shown me a lot of kindness and a lot of appreciation through that whole process. And it builds our relationship. It makes us stronger together. Maybe I've given something, but we're both giving so much all the time. If you're able to do that for each other, then I feel like you're on the right track.
And business is fine. Nine cakes is fine.
Yes, it's going
solid.
Well. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No prospect of 10 cakes or 11 cakes.
I don't think so. No. I think we're good at nine.
We're going to stand
yeah.
at nine.
Yeah.
All right. Betsy Thorleifson and Jay Bourne, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
You. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.